Now, you can't bring God down to your level. You can't bring yourself up to God's level. So what are you going to do? What is the alternative? Well, it's made very clear to us here. I turn now and read verse 9. And here's another one of our ifs. We've had several of them. If we say that we have fellowship, if we walk in the light, if we say that we have no sin. Now, here is the one that will work. Here's God's method for Christians dealing with sin in their own lives. He says here, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, we're to confess our sins. Now, what does it mean to confess our sins? Well, the word that's used here is homologeo. That is a verb that means to say the same thing. Legeo means to say. Mo means the same. You're to say the same thing. To say the same thing means what? Well, you say the same thing God says. God says that that thing that you did is sin. That is sin, and what you're to do, you're to get over on God's side now, and you're to look at the thing that you've done. And you're to get over there, and God points at you and says, you have sinned. Now you're to say, as you look at yourself, you're right, Lord. I've sinned. I say the same thing you've said. I confess my sin. That's what it means to confess your sin. And that, my friend, is, I think, today one of the greatest needs in the church. When's the last time that you really heard a child of God say, I've sinned. I've been wrong. I've done wrong. I'm wrong. And every now and then you hear somebody. I wasn't going to tell this, but I think I should. I just talked the other day with a man that, I tell you, he got into deep trouble. He has divorced his wife. He found out she was unfaithful. He's lost his home. He lost his job. Very discouraged man. And he said to me, he says, oh, I want to serve God. And I have failed. I'm a total failure. And I very frankly said to him, I said, don't cry on my shoulder. Go and tell God that. He wants you to. Tell him that you failed. Tell him that you're wrong. Tell him that you want to say the same thing he said about it. And you want his help. He's your father. You're in the family. You've lost fellowship with him, but you can have fellowship restored if we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And then what does he do? He cleanses us. That means that the prodigal son, when he got home, before he got that robe, friends, he had a bath. You don't think the father would have put a new robe on that ragged, dirty boy smelling like a pig pen, do you? No, he gave him a good bath. In the Roman world, they majored in cleanliness. And he got a good bath. He was cleansed. And a new robe was put on him. And the next week, he didn't say, Dad, I think I'm going to go to the far country and end up in the pig pen again. Not that boy. May I say to you, when you have confessed your sin to God, it means, my friend, that you've turned from that sin. It means you have said the same thing God has said. It's a terrible thing. God hates it. You hate it now. But you've now been restored to your Father. And he concludes this by saying, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And the word is not in us. Now, don't make God a liar. Why don't you go to the Lord, friends, and just open your heart and talk to him as you can talk to no one else. Tell him your problem. Tell him your sin. Tell him your weakness. Confess it all to him and tell your Father that you want to have fellowship and you want to serve him. My, he's made a marvelous, wonderful way back to himself.